Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, friends, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste, and here's why. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. And it's the very top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So you see, you get a better value in top-grade beef. Now, to give you an example, let's take a Kroger cut rib roast. Before the roast is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the short rib end, the waste, and trims the chine bone. You don't pay roast price for the short rib end and waste. And no matter whether you buy a Kroger cut steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. So don't forget, that's at your Kroger store. But see for yourself by visiting your neighborhood Kroger store soon. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. If death is the end and birth the beginning of all life, then Penny Gibbs, her family and friends are seeing the first and last of life at once. Young Freddie and Nora Lang are going to have a baby, and Barry Carlton has been dead but 3 weeks. Penny Gibbs is still in the hospital as the result of the automobile accident which proved fatal to Barry. And this afternoon, there's a knock at the door of Penny's room. Staring blankly at the ceiling, she doesn't hear the sound at first. And then, only half hearing it, she says,
"Come in."
"Hello, Penny."
"Hello, Nora."
"You're not going to send me away, are you, Penny?"
"No. No, come in."
"Nurse said you might not see me, but I thought I'd try to see anyhow. Crickets, but it's dark in here."
"I know. The light hurts my eyes."
"Oh, I should have guessed."
"You can raise the blinds a little if you like."
"Oh, crickets, no, Penny. As soon as my eyes get adjusted to the darkness, I'll be able to see all right. But, Penny, you're not lying in the dark because of your face, are you?"
"No, Nora."
"I certainly hope not. Because, Penny..."
"It's not because of my face, Nora."
"Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to snap at you."
"I know you didn't, Penny. Well, Freddie's going to be here in a few minutes."
"Is he?"
"Mm-hmm. He had to park the car way down the street from the hospital, so he made me get out the door. He says I'm not going to walk any more than I have to. Isn't that silly?"
"Yes, I suppose so."
"Penny, I have something exciting to tell you, but I think I'll wait until Freddie's here. He asked me to, and I think I should."
"All right."
"Oh, crickets, my eyes are getting so used to the dark, I can see perfectly. And you're looking much better, Penny."
"Am I?"
"Yes, you are. And you know I'd tell you the truth."
"Yes. Yes, I imagine I look lovely."
"Oh, crickets, Penny, don't be this way. I know how you feel."
"No, you don't know how I feel. No one does. Your father was here yesterday in the morning. I thought for a while he understood how I felt. But he didn't. And I don't blame him. I don't blame anyone. My feelings are too hard to explain."
"But you have to stop feeling this way, Penny. You'll never get well if you..."
"Maybe I don't want to get well, Nora."
"Penny."
"If you were I, would you want to get well? Would you see any reason for it?"
"Oh, I don't know. It's too terrible to think about."
"Then maybe you do come close to knowing how I feel. If anyone can, maybe you can, Nora. Because you're in love just as I was in love. When I had someone to love."
"Penny, you just have
to..." "Let's not talk about it."
"All right. Freddie should be here any minute now."
"I'm sorry you bothered to come to see me. I told Mother I didn't want to see anyone."
"Oh, but people want to see you. But people want to see you.
I wish they wouldn't want to. I know I'm a bore, Nora. But I don't have much of a desire to be anything else.
Oh, you will, though, before long.
The desire for everything is gone. The desire to be anything. Everything in me died when Barrett died.
But that's only for the time being, Penny. Only for now.
There's nothing but now for me, Nora. No future. That's really what died when Barrett died. The future. Because he was my future. All of it. And it's the future we live for. That's why I have no reason for living.
Crickets, Penny. I wish I were smart enough to tell you how wrong you are about the way you feel. I wish I were old enough to force you to listen to me, but it's also different. Oh, maybe this is Freddy. You will let him come in, won't you, Penny?
Yes, for a few minutes. Come in.
Hi, Gypsy.
Hello, Freddy.
I'm sorry I was so long, Nora, but it seems if I had to go way the other side of town before I could find a place to park.
Crickets, I was wondering what happened to you.
Hi, Gypsy. Why the blackout in here, huh? Resting the eyes, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, resting the eyes.
That's a good idea. Good long rest and those baby blues will be just as good as new again.
Sure they will, Penny.
Yep. I imagine they will.
We have some sort of good news for you.
Oh?
Well, Crickets, it's more than just sort of good news. It's wonderful news, Penny.
That's good.
Oh, Penny, you don't know how good. I'll bet you can't guess what it is either.
No, I don't think I can.
Well, Nora, I guess you get to tell her then. You haven't told her yet, have you?
Oh, no, Freddy. I kept my promise not to until you were here, too.
Good.
Don't you want to guess what it is, Penny?
I'm sure I can't, Nora.
Well, go ahead, Nora. Tell her.
I will, Freddy. Penny, try just one guess.
Really, Nora, I have no idea. You better just tell me.
Yeah. Maybe you better tell her.
All right. Penny, I'm going to have a baby.
Hey, you mean that we're going to have a baby?
That's nice.
It's nice? Nice. Well, holy mackerel, Penny, that's terrific.
I'm very happy for both of you, Freddy.
Well, I hope you are. But she gives you the way you're acting.
No,
you think
Freddy,
that we...
don't. Never mind. I'm sure that Penny is very happy about it, only...
Well, no, I'm sorry. I think it's wonderful. I think it's very wonderful. I'm very happy for you. As happy as I can be about anything. Look, Nora, I know you don't understand.
Oh, yes, I understand, Penny. Honestly, I do. I shouldn't have expected you to bubble over with enthusiasm, but I guess I did. Freddie, I think we better go.
Yeah, Nora, I guess we should. Go on, cheer up, Gibbsy, if you can. We're sorry we... Well, I guess it wasn't fair of us to come up here so happy about this when you haven't got anything at all to be happy about.
No, Freddie, I'm the one at fault. I'm sorry. Nora, I'm very pleased. I think it's wonderful. It'll be a lovely baby.
Thank you, Penny. We hope it will be.
Well, I guess we better get going, huh?
Yes, I think we should. Goodbye, Penny.
Goodbye, Nora. Pretty. Lots of luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, thanks. So long, Gibbsy. I'll see you.
Oh, Freddie, she wasn't a bit happy about it.
No, she wasn't, was she? Makes me feel kind of bad, too.
I felt just awful. It was just as if she didn't like me.
Yeah, I know. Come on, let's get out of here. Penny still likes you as much as ever, Crickets. It's... Well, she just didn't turn any handsprings about the baby because... Oh, I guess nothing means anything to her anymore.
But she's always so happy when good things happen to other people. It wasn't like Penny, not like Penny at all, to act the way she did.
Come in.
Good afternoon, Miss Gibbs.
Hello, Doctor.
Resting?
You might call it that.
Well, that's being a good girl. You want to get a lot of rest. Keep your mind at ease as much as possible the next day or two. Because you're getting well now, and building strength will hasten your complete recovery.
I'm Not in any hurry, Dr. Weston.
No, I think you will be before long. My friend Dr. Jennifer's here.
Really?
Oh, forgive me. That man's name doesn't mean anything to you, does it? Well, Dr. Jennifer is that eye specialist I told you about.
I know. Dr. Evans told me about him.
Well, then you ought to know that we're going to have a look at your eyes.
I wish you wouldn't.
You don't mean that, of course.
Oh, Dr. Weston, isn't there anyone who understands how I feel?
I know exactly how you feel.
You don't, you can't.
Well, give me credit for knowing my business, Miss Gibbs. I don't claim to have the full knowledge of every human emotion or understand in total the attitude of every patient. But I think I know exactly what's going on in your mind and exactly why you feel as you do.
Then why do you talk to me about Dr. Jennifer?
Because I'm worried about your eyes, Miss Gibbs. I was alarmed at the results of those tests we made 2 weeks ago.
I don't think you need be.
Believe me, I'm not the pessimistic type. If I didn't have fears about your sight, I'd say so. But I have every reason to believe that your sight's failing. I'm no expert in such matters, though, and that's why it's important that Dr. Jennifer take a look at you.
Dr. Weston, I'm in no position to pay Dr. Jennifer for his services. I told you in the beginning not to send
for him. Dr. Jennifer isn't here just to see you, Miss Gibbs, if that'll make you feel any better. First of all, he's an old friend of mine, and for several years we've been trying to get together for a couple of weeks. What's more, he's interested in several other eye cases in the hospital here, so you see, he's not going out of his way to see you. And if anything, the cost of having him look at you will be nominal.
Are you insisting on it?
I want him to look at you, Miss Gibbs. I can mend your body, as I've already done. These scars on your face can easily be taken care of, and will in due time. But when it comes to your eyes, I'm helpless.
I'm not worried about my eyes.
But I am. And I think I know a little more of the facts about them than you do. Would you like me to tell you what I do know?
No, thank you.
Miss Gibbs, what's the matter with you? Don't you care at all?
No, I don't. I don't understand why you haven't seen that before. I don't care. I don't care about anything because there's no reason to care about anything. My eyes, my face, are getting well.
You don't really mean that.
I do really mean that. I mean every word of it. And I'm glad to know that Dr. Jennifer didn't come to Heatherton just to see me. Because I had no intention of letting him look at my eyes.
Does Penny's refusal to see Dr. Jennifer mean that she is doomed to blindness? Or can she yet be persuaded to see the specialist and save her sight? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. You get more meat, less waste in Kroger cut beef. It's top U.S. government grades of beef, tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and buy your favorite cut of beef. If you can get a Kroger cut sirloin steak, you'll notice that before the steak is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the stringy end, the waste, and the excess bones. Remember, whether you buy a steak or a roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But remember, ladies, you can buy a Kroger cut steak or roast only at Kroger stores. Make up your mind right this instant to visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay. Your Kroger meat man has just the cut of beef you want. It's delicious and juicy. It's top-grade beef that will thrill your family. Make it a rule to buy Kroger cut beef and get more meat, less waste, which means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.